The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Let me take the time to listen to the body, find a comfortable posture for meditation. Settling into a relatively comfortable, relatively still sitting posture. Feeling composed in the body, composed in the mind as best we can. Softening, opening, and recognizing that there is this experience of the body sitting, showing up as sensation. So a willingness to receive the sensations that are here, that are arising and being known. A willingness to be receptive, open, undefended with the way it is here in the body now. Is it possible to be intimate with the body? To have a kind and clear way of being, way of relating to the body as sensation. And of course, this experience of sensation is a movement, it's changing. So then we're learning to sustain this present moment awareness of the body, of sensation, this flow of sensation. We don't need to define it or make a mental picture of the body. Learning to be intimate with the flow of sensation, which is quite wild in its own way, ever changing. And one of the first fruits of this connecting and then sustaining attention with the body, we'll notice that the mind or the heart becomes energized. In the same way, if the mind continues to be lost in thought, you might notice how deadening being lost in our own thoughts can be. Every once in a while, our thoughts are juicy and we get some energy, but then the mind, desperate to get more energy, it ends up creating a deadening experience as we, in a sense, beat our thoughts dry, trying to get some juice from them. But when the mind opens to something real and alive, like bodily sensations, in an authentic way, not in terms of our thought of the body, you'll notice an energizing quality. And as the mind is able to sustain attention to this more direct, immediate knowing of sensation, you also notice any doubt you have about the practice going away. It's a natural effect of sustaining present moment attention. we're just experimenting with cause and effect with these first two qualities of our practice, this capacity of the mind to connect with things in and of themselves, to connect with the way it is. And we're using the simple experience of bodily sensations. So we're looking at that capacity to connect, and then the second capacity to sustain this present moment awareness, connecting and sustaining present moment awareness, and noticing the energizing effect, and noticing the removing of any doubt or a deepening of trust that naturally, not something you have to try to do, it naturally is the fruit of learning what it means to connect and what it means to sustain present moment awareness. And if you're not getting the effect of the mind body becoming energized in a skillful way and doubt falling away, then maybe the mind doesn't clearly understand what it means to connect and sustain present moment awareness with the way it is. In this case, the sensations of the body sitting. Opening and sustaining attention to sensation in and of itself, not in terms of an idea or thoughts about the body or thoughts about sensation, but a more intimate, exposed awareness of sensation, undefended. In a real sense, the mind goes beyond what is known, what the mind defines with its thoughts. We need to go beyond that into the more simple, direct opening to sensation and sustaining this awareness of the body sitting. Just as a way to better understand the elements of awareness practice. Be willing to begin again and again. There is this body sitting, the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Using this ordinary experience of bodily sensations as a training ground for the mind, as it learns how to connect and sustain this simple, beautiful presence. Be willing to receive the bodily sensations as they are, not as you expect them to be, but as they actually arise and are being known. That's how the body is right now. That's the experience of knowing sensation. And we learned a lot about what right effort is in this practice of connecting and sustaining. It isn't something we can muscle our way into. The effort is much more about purifying the mind's interest, clarifying the mind's interest, than about trying to do something with the mind or with the attention. In the most simple sense, we're learning how to be real, have a real relationship with the body through the simple effort to be interested in sensations and to sustain this pure interest in sensations. To let them be what they are. And you'll know that your practice is maturing when a natural joy begins to arise, a lightness of mind, a buoyancy of the heart, which is the natural result of the mind becoming more unified, in a sense, more organized in this sustained knowing of the body, bodily sensations. The unification of the mind in this task is experienced as a kind of joy. This is also very natural, not something you have to do. It's just something that will arise when the conditions are right. And we're always willing to begin again with the simple task of the mind connecting, knowing the body sitting as sensation, sustaining that present moment awareness, willing to leave everything else behind but this connecting and sustaining, and to appreciate the arising of joy when that happens, a deepening or growing lightness, buoyancy. It's really the maturing of the energy and the deepening trust is this joy. We need to let go, leave behind the world of this and that, hopes, whatever. And we're doing something more simple in order to train the mind. So we're valuing this, connecting, feel the sensations of the body sitting, the breathing body, and sustaining this simple, direct, present moment awareness of sensation. Noticing how joy arises and that matures to a deeper sense of ease, contentedness of the body mind. And the mind will mature and settle into an even more refined stillness and peacefulness and equanimity. This is the natural development of samadhi, the unification of the mind, the coming together and strengthening of the mind or the heart. And it all begins from a willingness to connect and sustain attention with the present moment. And in this case, we're using the sensations of the body sitting as a training ground for this connecting and sustaining, dropping the world of our hopes and dreams and this and that, and grounding in the experience of the body sitting as sensation. We have to be okay about losing the continuity of present moment awareness, because it's going to happen anyway. And to be willing to start again and again. That's the most important thing. This willingness to connect with the present moment. And often, for most of us, most of the time, it means a willingness to connect with the body. Oh, honey, here you are again. The sitting body is like this. Sensations are being known. And then the second willingness to sustain this intimate presence with the body. Or it could be an intimate, sustaining an intimate presence with an emotional feeling, like anxiety or sadness or happiness, whatever that predominant emotional quality might be. So the anchor doesn't need to be the body, it just happens to be most of the time what's available and useful as an anchor to connect and sustain present moment awareness. And then this naturally matures into joyful states, and that matures into more easeful, happy states of mind, which mature into more equanimous, peaceful, still, empty states of mind, empty of the hindrances, empty of problems, those kind of states of mind or ways of being. And this whole training of unifying the mind or purifying the mind, stabilizing the mind, is the first step in deepening insight or deepening one's understanding and learning how to live in a more liberated, engaged, beautiful, fearless way.